From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Woodstock Town Board approved $175,000 for affordable housing loans and $199,000 for engineering fees for potential affordable housing projects on town-owned properties. The vote was 3-2 and was accompanied by heated and angry discussion. Councilperson Bennett Ratcliffe said the Woodstock Housing Alliance was, and I quote, self-dealing, end quote, by both helping to draft affordable loan guidelines and potentially also being recipients of the loans for the people. Ratcliffe said, and I quote, I am for a community land trust, and I am for and have been a Woodstock Housing Alliance supporter, but I believe this is self-dealing that some members actually wrote the proposed code changes, and they are now going to benefit from the $175,000, end quote. Ratcliffe and Maria Elena Conte voted against the funding, and Supervisor Bill McKenna and Laura Rickey and Reginald Earls voted for the funding. Ratcliffe is also accusing Kirk Ritchie and Jeff Collins, who are members of both the Land Trust and the Housing Task Force, of benefiting from being involved in drafting the law while overseeing land acquisitions. Ritchie and Collins said they were not receiving any money personally, and they are only trying to bring more affordable housing to Woodstock. Collins said, and I quote, Ratcliffe is incorrect. We're not relying on any code changes for this to be effective for our housing alliance. The existing code allows for a single accessory dwelling unit per residence in Woodstock. That's the code we need. That's the code that's going to be there that we're going to use. End quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Ulster County Legislature on February 14th voted to spend $4 million on construction and paving of the new Kingston Rail Trail, while some thought the money should be spent on housing for the homeless. Legislator Laura Pettit said, and I quote, "We have people sleeping outside DSS waiting for emergency housing. We have them moved from emergency housing every 21 to 25 days. These places are disgusting. They have bed bugs. We have roaches. Kids are missing school because they are not being given the transportation they need," end quote. Many politicians are naming affordable housing as the number one issue in the Hudson Valley currently. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. The Troy Record reports that Rensselaer County sales tax figures were more than 10% larger than 2022. Rensselaer County took in a record $122 million in sales tax revenues in 2022. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin crowed about the numbers in a press release. And I quote, "These sales tax revenue numbers are outstanding and good news for our residents and taxpayers across Rensselaer County," end quote. Sales tax revenues are shared with the cities and towns in the county, so not just county governments get the money. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that a documentary about the lives of six Bangladeshi American youths in Hudson will be shown February 18th through February 26th. Hudson America was shot over 6 years in Columbia County and other locales and was first screened locally February 4th at Hudson Hall. Hudson has hundreds of Bangladeshi American residents, and six of them are featured here attending Hudson High. Jeffrey Hugg and Zuska Kurtz created the documentary. Hugg said it, and I quote, "Took a little work to build the trust because they are a pretty insular community that hasn't opened up like this before," end quote. The film was earlier featured in the DTLA Film Festival in California and the Big Apple Film Festival in Manhattan. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.